On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
Three people accused of blocking a train in East London as part of climate change demonstrations have denied the allegations. They appeared in court this morning and have been put back in custody ahead of another hearing next month. More than 400 people have now been arrested over 4 days of protests in London. Stuart Jeffrey from the Maidstone Green Party joined protesters in the capital earlier this week.
These are non-violent actions. People lying down in the road, gluing themselves to buildings and trains and so forth, but they're not damaging and they're not hurting people. It's very much a peaceful protest.
KMFM News.
The family of a Folkestone mum who took her own life less than a year after having a baby are now campaigning for better support for new mothers. 39-year-old Rebecca Cruiser started suffering from anxiety and insomnia after giving birth in October 2016. Her mum, Lynn Richardson, says she should have been given more support.
There were several points at which the risk to Rebecca could have been identified and wasn't. Because she had a baby boy and she had a traumatic and prolonged birth, that in itself should have at least drawn to her some advice, some counselling, some monitoring.
Last year, a coroner ordered a report by the Kent and Medway NHS and Social Care Partnership Trust to explain how it'll improve care for new mums. A spokesperson says changes have been made to services since Rebecca's death. Police say they're now very concerned for a man who's been missing from Maidstone for more than a month. Nikola Georgiev was last seen in the upper Stone Street part of town on March the 17th. Officers say they're keen to speak to any members of the local Bulgarian community who may know the 39-year-old. A suspect has been chased by people living near a Kent supermarket following a break-in. Residents heard the alarm when the co-op on the street in Ash was targeted late on Tuesday night. The window had been smashed and cigarettes taken before a man made off in a car waiting outside.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, it's already busy trying to get through the Dartford Tunnel as the Easter getaway gets into full swing. Bosses say they've removed 99% of roadworks to try and make journeys as smooth as possible. Operation Brock has also been taken away from the coastbound carriageway of the M20 between Maidstone and Ashford. Sam Day is from Highways England.
We're expecting an increase in traffic on the key corridors down to the Channel Tunnel and Port of Dover, so the M2 and the M20. We'd also expect an increase in traffic on the M25.
Of course, stay with KMFM for travel updates. 24 candidates in the upcoming local elections in Kent are set to win their seats without a fight. Analysis done for KMFM has revealed how many uncontested seats there are across the county, with Ashford ranked the sixth highest in England for the number of councillors being elected without any voting taking place. We get to go to the polls on May the 2nd. It's claimed today more than two-thirds of England's secondary schools have cut teaching staff to save money. Charity The Sutton Trust says head teachers are worried about how it's affecting education, especially for poorer pupils. Carl Cullinan from the group wants action.
Teachers and schools are really feeling the budgetary pinch. Schools are being forced to cut teaching staff, IT equipment, school trips, but they're also using funding that is dedicated for disadvantaged pupils to plug gaps elsewhere in their budget. So we really want to see these funding issues tackled as soon as possible.
The Department for Education says more money than ever before is being invested in schools. And tributes are being paid this lunchtime to child actress Maya-Lisa Naylor, who's died at the age of 16. She was known for appearing in shows including Millie in Between and Almost Never. No cause has been revealed.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. UK, your local plumbing and heating experts.
There are some football and gymnastics news this lunchtime. Here's Ish.
Well, Gillingham are getting ready for a busy Easter weekend with two games in 4 days. Tomorrow they welcome Plymouth to Priestfield before travelling to Bradford on Monday. The Gills are just 4 points clear of relegation from League One and two off their target of 50, which is usually enough for survival. Boss Steve Lovell says he's prepared to make changes for the run-in.
There'll be 18 players who I'll pick on Friday, that all of them I know will give us 100% when they play. And there'll be two or three that will be missing, but we've got a game on Monday. So we've got to be wary of that as well and making sure that everybody stays fit and clued on ready for a game at Bradford.
Gillingham have just 4 games left this season. And a gymnast who's represented Scotland at the Commonwealth Games has joined a Kent club. Frank Baines will now be training at Pegasus in Maidstone. It's already home to Commonwealth Games champions James Hall and Courtney Tullock.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.